Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to Wellness Tip. I think we're week number four, and I am so excited to share this one with you. If you guys have followed me for a while, you have heard me talk about this before, and I'm a firm believer in it, and I've been doing this little tip in my home for probably about 2 or 3 years now, and it is seriously a game changer and a lifesaver for me. So I'm going to share it with you guys. This calendar is what I'm going to share with you guys. And it goes in my kitchen. It's magnetic and it goes in my fridge. But my kids are home today and they're bananas. So I locked myself in here. Maybe at the end, if they're quiet and I can tell, I'll go put this on my fridge and show you how it really goes to work. But anyway, so if you guys feel like this has multiple purposes to it that I'll share with you guys here in just a second. But if you feel like you struggle with meal planning, if you feel like you struggle with really being able to map things out and have a good list in front of you all the time, if you feel maybe a little scatterbrained, this is going to be a great little system or a great little tool for you. I also love it for several reasons. So I'm going to tell you all the things that I utilize with this magnetic calendar. But if you have family members that ask you over and over again, what's for dinner? Or if you forget what's for dinner, or if you want to stay more on track with planning out your meals and sticking to your agenda, this again is going to be really helpful for you. So ours is well used, as you can tell, but I bought a magnetic one that sticks on the back of onto our fridge. So you can get any one that works for you. Some people love to have like a chalkboard style of one of these. Some people like to put it on their wall, whatever works for you. But I'll tell you, like I said, why I love this. First of all, we use it to plan out. I wish I could like hold it and talk at the same time, but we use it to plan out events for the week so that people don't have to ask me 100 times, when do we have baseball? When do we have dance? When are you going to be home this week, mom? When's dad going to be home? Like if we have meetings and stuff. So all of that goes on here. So I have two different markers that I use. I rotate between this gray one and this red one. And so the red one I use for events. So, are like standing events. So like I teach yoga every single Thursday night. So it goes on there. On Thursday night, we also have baseball. We also have dance. So everything goes on there. The homecoming is coming up this weekend. We'll be volunteering. We'll be at the homecoming all weekend. I have my retreat on Sunday. So that like gets, you know, mapped out for the whole entire day. So it serves as one, our calendar for the week so that everybody knows what's going on. I erase it as the week goes on. So that's why there's nothing really on, let's see, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because I erase it as the week goes on so that the kids don't get confused or like it's kind of out of sight, out of mind and done for me as well. So I erase it as the week goes on. So that's why there's not much there. But so I use it one to plan events. So everybody knows what's going on every single week when there's dance, when there's baseball, when there's football, gymnastics, whatever the heck's going on, it's on the calendar every week. It also serves as my meal plan. So every single week, on Saturday, Sunday, whenever I'm sitting down planning out for the week, I can go ahead and look at my calendar and say, okay, we've got yoga on this night. We have dance on this night, baseball, football, Derek has a meeting, whatever has to happen that week. I can write in red what's going on that week for events. And then I can also know how I'm planning my meals accordingly. So if it's a night that we're actually at home, then I know that we can have like a longer, lengthier, more of a meal, right? So like tonight, we surprisingly don't have much going on. So I am making shrimp fried rice on the Blackstone route tonight. And then I'm also grilling brats so that our family, since tomorrow night is crazy, can have something to heat up really quickly. So it serves as that as well, that I can meal plan according to our schedule for the week, right? It also serves as the meals that, make sure that I don't erase anything, that I'm planning for next week. So if I'm planning for this week and I'm like, oh, wait, I don't have time to make that this week, but somebody requested that, I will put it down here and know that, okay, quesadillas, kebabs, and burgers are being requested in the house. So I can make that next week. Shrimp fried rice and brats got requested as well. So that's getting made tonight. So I kind of have like a running list of things that people want. In the middle is my grocery list. So if we ever run out of something, then it goes here. Or also, I love this because then I'm not responsible for being out of ranch or ketchup. Somebody using the last of it and throwing it away and not telling me, my family is not allowed to get mad at me because they are supposed to write it here. So that's been a really good thing to hold everybody accountable in the home, that if they run out of something and I'm not home, that yes, it's my problem, but you also have to tell me. So that works really good. Cruz is learning to write. So that's really interesting. Sometimes I have to like ask him, like, what did you write down? Cause I'm not quite sure what that says. So apparently Bennett wrote yesterday that we're out of popsicles. So I apparently have to go get popsicles. So I love this, that everybody knows in the middle and in red goes anything that you ate that got ran out of, that you want more of, you have to write it here. Otherwise mom does not know. And then this is just my little to-do list of things that I want to get done around the home. So I personally love this one because like I said, it's magnetic, it's dry erase, and I can add to it. I can, you know, scratch it off, whatever. So we also have our summer bucket list going on here. And then this is our point system. That's a whole nother thing that we're using in the home for the summer for behavior. So anyway, I just wanted to share this little tip with you guys. If you guys feel like you hopefully that didn't erase everything. If you guys feel like you have trouble staying organized, like I said, just with activities, sports, meals on top of that, and having everything kind of blend together, if you feel a little scatterbrained, this is going to be having a calendar system of some way, shape, or form in your home is going to be your best friend. This literally has been a game changer for us. I used to keep it on the inside of our pantry, like on the wall, just like a regular dry erase board. But then I found that not everybody could reach it. So if you do something like this, make sure that everybody in your home can reach it and it's visible. You know, when it was on the inside, we have a walk-in pantry. So it was like on the drywalled side and, you know, nobody could see it. Whatever. That was their excuse, I guess. I don't know. So this to me, it's like, I like it because it sticks right on the fridge and everybody can see it. And these little dry erase markers are magnetic that they can stick on the fridge right next to it. They have the eraser on it. So it's like checks all the boxes for everybody in the house. And they don't have an excuse and they don't have to ask me 100 times what's for dinner, what's going on tonight. They can look at the calendar and they can know. So, but again, I guess the key here is making sure that you can stay consistent with it. So like I said, every weekend, either Saturday or Sunday, I go through and I plan out for the week. Then I know what I'm buying at the grocery store. So I know that we have healthy meals on hand. We're staying out of the drive-thru. I'm not eating out as much. And then also like the kids don't have to ask me what's for dinner tonight because they can look. But then also I can, you know, if I'm running late coming home or something like that, my husband can also get started on whatever's on here for dinner, even though yes, 95% of the time he still calls and asks me, but it's on here so that people know like what's happening. So that's my tip of the week for you guys is if you're wanting to stay on track with organization, and be a little bit more mentally sane, and then also be on track more for meals so that you're not eating out as much or you're not overspending at the grocery store, getting some sort of an organizational calendar like this, in your kitchen or the kitchen area is going to be a game changer for you. So, okay. I hope you enjoyed that wellness tip. See you guys next week for tip of the week number 5 next week. See you later. All right. Let's see here. So that you guys, I also, recorded for, posting it there. So if you guys want to watch this actual interaction of me using this calendar, I love to always record these tips of the weeks right here on the podcast, but then I also put them over my Facebook group. So if you ever want to get the visual of what I'm talking about for my tip of the week, always go to my Facebook group. It's a free Facebook community, and I post all of the live videos of me doing the recording of this podcast in that group. So the link to join that group is down below. It's completely free. And then you can get more of a visual of what I'm talking about. If there's ever a tip of the week like this today, where you're like, oh, I would love to see what she's talking about, you can go check out the Facebook group, the Facebook community, and you can see my face there sharing this tip of the week with you guys. So I hope you enjoyed it. I will see you next week. And as always, if you have something that you're like, hey, I would love to learn a tip about this or whatever. Let me know. I always love to hear what you guys would like to hear tips about, so that I can share those tips here on the podcast, and share my knowledge of whatever that tip is that you're looking for. If you're wanting a tip for travel or for vacation or whatever, I can share that tip with you. So, all right, guys, talk to you next week. Thank you for tuning in. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.